Right, good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to church, welcome to Children's Message. This morning, we're gonna talk about trust. Okay, it's kind of a hard word, kind of a grown-up word. Oops, sorry. We're gonna talk about it though. Okay, so having trust in someone means having a very strong belief or confidence in the person's honesty and reliability. That probably didn't help. It means believing the person will do what they say and that they will act the right way.
Riker, we're going to sit. Just sit.
Now, I'm going to give you some scenarios, some examples of situations where choices must be made that can show trust. Okay, so first one, before I start, I need to know who likes to climb trees. Okay, so we've got a child. They climb up in a tree. Once they're really high up, they look down and they get scared. They yell for help. Their dad comes to the tree, stands under it, looks up. Dad calls to the child to jump into his arms. What could happen next that shows trust? Yeah, they would jump into dad's arms. Good, good. All right, so second one. God tells us in the Bible that his followers should give a portion of their money to him. Now think about it this way. We're not jumping. You've always made sure to bring a tithe or an offering of the money that you get from your birthday or doing chores or getting an allowance. So now you've been saving up for almost a whole year to get a brand new bike. And finally, you have enough to get it, just in time for the neighborhood bike race. Then you remember that you haven't given your offering to church yet. What are you gonna do? We finally have enough for the bike, but we didn't give our tithe yet. What are you going to do, Gracie? Awesome. Always put God first. That's really awesome. All right. So right here in front of me, I have my Bible open to 1 Kings chapter 17, specifically verses 8 to 15. Pastor read them before. Okay. These verses tell the story of a prophet named Elijah who followed the instructions God gave him step by step. Elijah trusted that God would provide for him. Now, I'm not going to read these verses again because Pastor just did that, but I am going to tell you the story in a little bit different way. So as I do, I want you to listen for all the steps that Elijah took that shows that he trusted in God. All right, here we go. Bear with me. You ready? Elijah listened. He heard a sound. The Lord was telling him to head to town. A widow's there, the Lord did say. She'll be at the gate, working away. Sure enough, as Elijah arrived, there was the widow. God had not lied. Elijah was thirsty, hungry too. He asked the widow for a drink and some food. She was willing to get him some water to drink, but asking her for bread, what did this guy think? I have no bread, only flour and oil, and a little of that to show for my toil. My son and I will soon die. There's no food to eat as hard as I try. Elijah answered her, don't you fear. The Lord will provide just as sure as you're here. Make me a cake and then one for yourself. The Lord will provide for your family's health. The woman did just as he said. Her flour and oil made him some bread. There was plenty left over for her and her son. It wouldn't run dry till the rain did come. It just goes to show that you can trust God's word. God does what he says, as the widow learned. So, if you guys were listening, nice and close, did Elijah trust in God's word?
Yes,
he did. That's right. And we can too. God leads us step by step just the same way. Now, we can find out what God wants us to do by reading the Bible, learning from other Christians like pastors and teachers, and like our moms and dads. All right, can you guys fold your hands and repeat after me for our prayer? Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God we can trust in every situation. Thank you for showing us that you will take care of us. Help us to honor you by putting our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.